ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to 3-2-1. We do hope you'll stay with us for the next hour of fun and games.
Thank you, Ted, from 3-2-1, from our 3-2-1 to your 3-2-1. Yeah, it's probably Von Craftsman, it's not Ted Rogers.
I've been set free and I've been bound to the memories of yesterday's clouds. I've been set free and I've been bound, and now I'm set free. I'm set free. I'm set free to find a new illusion. I've been blinded, but now I can see. What in the world has happened to me? The Prince of Stories who walks right by me, and now I'm set free. I'm set free. I'm set free to find a new illusion. We'll be right back.
And in through the nose, out through,
out through the mouth. Right, that was Graham Coxon with Knife in the Cost from his A&E album. And this is show number 321. This is Edwin Starr. Jolly little number there. I hope you've got all your and chips and all of that out of the way. So I'm now going to continue with some Devo. This is
this is my final.
Is that it?
I've got one more.
Coop, you want one? Good one, right. This is Devo. Going under.
All the time I can't think and I'm feeling Evening, this is Coop. I've got a box of dirty old 7-inches with me today, so everything is going to be a 45. This is The Lurkers with a new guitar in town. That was Rosillo's with Destination Venus.
He's coming through on the radio. Keep 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 coming through on the radio.
Right, they're finished now. This is David Bowie with Sorrow.
Yeah, hello, it's 3, 2, 1, ting. Going to play something from the West Coast pop art experimental bands for their first album, and I'm going to play this song, Here's Where You Belong.
Change the mask you wear, but not the way you feel inside. to come and sit down, but something makes you turn around. The door is open, you can't close your shelter. You try the handle of the road, it opens, do not be afraid. It's you, my love, you who are the stranger. It's you, my love.
So that was Beck and then some friends of his doing their version of The Stranger's Song by Leonard Cohen. Now we've got the sister back in the shed, Mrs. O'Connor, Irene to her friends.
creature from the future. She was raised by neither nature nor nurture. She had a metal front and a plastic back, but in the middle was a lot of soul, and that's a fact. She started messing round with the king of Saturn. He looked like a purple psychedelic pattern. His heart went zing when she did her thing, and before long she was walking off with Saturn's ring. She traveled from the future to the distant past, killed a fly which made her first guy become her last. Turned yesterday to Notre Day with some cute goon, and said the past is just some future that arrived too soon. City, how I love it so. I'm always bumping into bodies whose names I don't know. I don't get off to sleep until a quarter to four, and then I wake up in the morning and I do it some more. And when you look me in the face, I just disintegrate, and now I'm on another date that I kind of hate. And I just keep falling further, and it seems by now I should've landed. But Minnie the Moocher from the future could turn space into whatever kind of face would suit ya. The rainbow's bend was what her contact lens was, so she knew what the color glowing in each her friends was. She started messing with the gamma beam. He said, baby, stick with me, I'll turn your money green. Gave her his number, she dialed it with a satellite pilot. Took his infrared head and turned it ultraviolet. She wrote a black hole to a magnetic pole. Wrote a dinosaur so long that it turned into coal. Made the coal a diamond, said this ain't my best friend. Turned the jewel back into a dinosaur again. And my window view is a brick wall or two, with some barbed wire snag on a plastic bag. Every plane I hear, I think the end is near. They get louder and louder and then they disappear. And the shampoo stings and the landline rings. The Jesus freak on the corner with the guitar sings. And the vacant lot daydreams of what it's not. And the night seems to remember what the day forgot. But Minnie the Mitcher from the future is gonna meet me halfway between when I find her and lose her. And in that dock between the hands of the clock, she's gonna park her flying spark here on my own block. She'll honk her horn for me and take my arm. She'll invite me on a ride to where the tide is born, where the director and cast of the future and past follow the union rules and take a break at last. And when we're all refreshed after a little rest, she'll say goodbye to her guests and go back on her quest. I'll say so long, Minnie, I'm glad you're my friend. I'm gonna keep dreaming about you till we meet again.
Can't stand the middle, and I hate the end. can't stand the middle, and I hate the end. And in a crowd or in a room, the potential is electrifying. And when it dies, where does it go? It can't be followed, so I don't care who knows. I like the star, can't stand the middle, and I hate the end. I like the star, I hate the middle, and I hate the end.
That was The Intelligence with Dim Limelights. Before that, I played Jeffrey Lewis and the Junkyard with Mini Theme Moocher from the Future. And this is The Strange Boys with Punk Pajamas.
Self-made shadow. and you talk sweet talk. I get a knocking in my knees and a wobble in my walk, and I'm trembling and I'm shaking. When you take me in your arms and talk romance, my heart starts doing a St. Vitus dance, and I'm panting and I'm shaking. Early in the morning time, late in the middle of the night, whenever this chill comes over me, I wanna hug you with all of my might. And I'm sweating and I'm shaking. Chill and a fever, I've been told, makes your head spin around and your feet run cold. I got fever and I'm shaking. Like I've been run through the mill, I can't move around and I can't stand still. I'm so jittery and I'm shaking. Samson was a mighty good man, strongest in his day. And then along came Delilah and clipped his wig, and it looks like it took me the same old way. So I'm nervous and I'm shaking. Rocks a ship on the sea, the wind shakes the leaves on a tree. I'm like a nervous wreck, I'm all shook up, and that's what you are doing to me. Cause I'm jumping and I'm shaking and I'm jumping and I'm shaking. Shaking, 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 shaking. Oh yeah,
that was the Blasters with their version of I'm Shaking. This is Sam the Sham with Black Sheep.
Black Sheep lays around drinking wine all day, reading poetry and laying in the grass, asking for a drink, he'll give you a glass. White sheep drinks one glass of beer a year, ask him for a shot, he says it's all he's got, not counting the cellar, can't help nobody. Black sheep, black sheep, have you any? Got an enemy in the world. Black sheep, he's got an old ragged coat of black. Tell him you're cold, he'll take it off his back. White sheep's got 30 coats or more, saved up from the last year and the year before. Well, he's saving him up for a rainy day, and it rained yesterday. Ain't got none left. Died a wealthy man, had five gold watches, six gold rings on his hands, had a $1 million funeral, but it's a shame nobody came, laying up there alone dead. Black sheep left the world in a rough pine box, everybody came round laughing, telling jokes. The old women cried cause the bad man he had been, but when they passed the casket and everyone looked in, seemed like he grinned, like he knowed something. Black sheep, black sheep, have you any wool? Three bags full, just laying up there dead.
like he knew all along where it was at.
All right, my third one from this trio is Eddie and the Hot Rods with Get Out of Denver from their Live at the Marquee EP.
You're all right! Get out of Denver, baby!
Welcome back to 3-2-1. Ted Rogers is on a break. He's strained a muscle, apparently. Wish you well, Ted. We're going to play John Shuttleworth from the album The Dolby Decades. And it's I Can't Go Back, the classic I Can't Go Back to Savory Now. Take away, John.
My wife Mary made a lovely shepherd's pie and peas, with carrots and gravy, oh, and cabbage as an additional green. I said, that looks fantastic, love, and I tucked in hungrily. My daughter Karen did not, something I wish I had seen. for soon my plate was empty. I said, Mary, is there any more? She said, no, love, but it's treacle sponge for afters. And I said, whoa! I'd had a couple of mouthfuls when I heard Karen declare, I can't eat any more of this shepherd's pie, mum. Well, it filled me with despair. Because if I'd known that, I wouldn't have started my sweets. But I can't go back to savoury now. That shepherd's pie was stunning, but I'm halfway through me pudding. I can't go back to savoury now. My taste buds would go crazy, and I can't go back to savoury now. Cause you can't, can you? My tummy was in turmoil, I was panicked and confused. And as Karen's dinner grew colder, so did my sweet. For my pleasure in that treacle sponge was now massively reduced by the sight of fluffy potato and glistening meat. Take this plate from me, oh Lord, before I go insane. Should I press on with me afters, or go back to me main? Oh, I can't go back to savoury now. That shepherd's pie was stunning, but I'm halfway through me pudding. I can't go back to savoury now. Oh no, my taste buds would go crazy. I can't go back to savoury now. I can't go back, I won't go back. I'd love to go back, but I mustn't do that. I can't go back, I won't go back. Obviously I'd love to go back, but I mustn't do that. Oh, at that moment I heard a sound, the scrape of knife on plate, as I watched Karen's dinner go in the dog's dish. My appetite now gone, my pudding suffered the same fate. I can only assume that this appalling outcome was God's wish. Cause I can't go back to savoury. I can't go back to savoury now. That shepherd's pie was stunning, but I'm halfway through my pudding. I can't go back to savoury now. Oh no, my taste buds would go crazy, and I can't go back to savoury now. I can't go back to savoury now.
Yeah, I'm the Mac, so I don't need the totem act. My My attack is purely mental and its nature's not hit. It's meant to wake you up out of your brainwashed state, stagnate nonsense. But if you're persist, you'll get your slap box bust. Your press up on this. I flip, hold dip. None of the real skip. You don't know enough math to count the mics that I put. Keep the dirty rotten stamp. That's his verbal weapon spit. Gold nugget. Every time I pick up the microphone, I drug it, unplug it on chunks with the gangster battle. Leave your nines at home and bring your skills to the battle. You're rattling on and on and ain't saying nothing. That's why you got snuffling. Your bump heads were dirty rotten. Have you forgotten? I'll tap your jaw. I also kick like Kung Fu flicks by Run Run Short. Made fraud bleed every time I G, cause I perfected my drunkard style like Sam Seed. Pseudo psychos. I play like Michael Jackson when I'm busting ass and breaking back. Inhale the putrefied aroma. Breathe too deep and you'll wind up coma. Toast the king, I'm hard like a fifth of vodka. And bring your click, cause I'm a hard rock knocker. I gotcha, out on a limb, about to push you off the plank. Let you draw your cross, but you burn a shot blanks. When the east is in the house, you should come up quick. Secondhand smoke, don't provoke the wrath of this rhyme inventor, cause I blow up spots like the World Trade Center. Come with this super duper on his assault mission, the text technique, cause he's a technician. Wishing he'll go away won't help the weapons spot. Then skills a shot, cause any idiot can let off a Glock. Hard rock smelling the clutch of the sun toucher. You claim you got beef on the streets, so whatcha gonna do when real Nick roll up on you and you don't got your crew? Pull your Glock, but you don't got the heart. You was webbed straight from the start. Bought a tool and didn't learn how to use it. Got lost in Brooklyn, so you had to lose it. Just for frontin', you got that ass wet.
Time.
That was Twin Peaks with Good Loving.
You think so?
Yeah. All right. Oh, it's Brett Adam.
Ebalito, 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 broken toy, broken dream. I'll have a cup of coffee waiting by the phone. Times like this, I hate to be alone.
Okay, these are the last three, four, three, two, one.
Did you win? I won a car. Siggins won a washing machine.
I won a wok. This is the Subway sect. This is what I won. I won this. It's Subway sect with ambition. A very crackly version.
Because we're up inside with you.
That was Yes It's You by Sweet Charles, and I will leave you with a bit of Exotica. It is Arthur Lyman Group with Jungle Jalopy. We shall see you next week. Ta-ta.
Bye.
For many years to get him on the show, you know, and at last he's condescended to come on to the show, and the one thing he does want you to do, he's singing a real country and western song, you know the words, please join in, make him feel at home. Here he is.
Well, all right, sir, open up the gate, here we go now. What are you going to give me, Father? I'll give you 25, make it 30, make it 35, make it 40, make it 45, make it 50, make it 50, make it 50. There was a boy in Arkansas, he wouldn't listen to his ma when she told him that he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, and then pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. Oh, well, he'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, gonna make my mark and be an auctioneer. 25, yeah, $30 bid, make it $35, who give me $35, make it $35, make it $35, who will bid at a $35 bid? Oh, well, as time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't jest, he practiced calling bids both night and day. His pop would find it behind the barn, just to work in a fan open storm, he tried to imitate that auctioneer. Oh, well, the people came from miles around just to hear him make that happy sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. Whoa, now he stops in all the lands, let's pause and give her that...